WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever wake up feeling like you're stuck in neutral, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you have this incredible dream or goal, but fear keeps holding you back from taking that leap? Well, friends, welcome to the Motivation Spark. I'm your host, Jackson Reed, and today we're tackling a topic that might be keeping you in that stuck in neutral rut. Thea. Specifically, we're talking about how to overcome fear and take those brave risks needed to achieve the success you crave. Now, let's be real for a second. Fear is a powerful emotion. It can freeze us up, make us second guess ourselves, and keep us from pursuing our passions. But here's the thing. Fear doesn't have to control you. We can learn to navigate it, understand its triggers, and ultimately use it as fuel to propel ourselves forward. So, buckle up, because today, we're diving deep into 5 powerful strategies that will help you conquer fear and unlock your full potential. First things first. Identify the root of your fear. What exactly are you afraid of? Is it failure? Rejection? The unknown? Sometimes, just putting those fears into words can make them seem less daunting. It's like shining a light on a shadow. Once you see it clearly, its power diminishes. Next, remember this. Everyone experiences fear. You're not alone in this journey. Some of the most successful people in history face their fair share of fear and doubt. Think about Elon Musk launching rockets into space, or Oprah Winfrey taking a leap of faith with her own talk show. They were terrified, but they pushed through anyway. Their stories remind us that courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite it. Now, let's talk about breaking down those big scary goals into smaller, more manageable steps. You know what I mean. Instead of saying I want to write a book, start with I'm going to write 500 words today. By celebrating those mini victories along the way, you build momentum and confidence. It's like climbing a mountain one step at a time. Another key ingredient is visualization. Picture yourself succeeding. Imagine achieving your goals, feeling that sense of accomplishment. When we visualize success, we send positive signals to our brain and make it more likely to happen. It's like planting a seed. The more you nurture it with positive thoughts and imagery, the stronger it grows. Finally, remember this. Embracing failure is part of the process. We're human, we're going to stumble along the way. But here's the secret: every setback is an opportunity to learn and grow. Instead of letting fear paralyze you, use those moments as fuel to refine your approach and come back stronger. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Sarah dreams of starting her own bakery. She has amazing recipes, a passion for baking, and the skills to make it happen. But fear holds her back. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown. She lets those fears keep her stuck, day after day, while her dream fades into the background. Then one day, she realizes she's at a crossroads. She can either continue letting fear control her or take a leap of faith and chase her passion. She chooses courage. Sarah identifies her fears, breaks down her goals into smaller steps, visualizes success, and embraces the possibility of failure as a learning opportunity. She starts small, selling her pastries at local markets, gathering feedback, refining her recipes. Her journey isn't always easy, there are challenges along the way, but she perseveres. Slowly but surely, Sarah builds her confidence, gains momentum, and ultimately opens her own bakery, a dream realized. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that overcoming fear is about making conscious choices, taking action, and believing in yourself. It's about saying yes to your dreams even when fear whispers no. So, here's the takeaway. Fear is a natural human emotion, but it doesn't have to dictate your life. By understanding its roots, breaking down your goals, visualizing success, embracing failure as a stepping stone, and taking those brave steps forward, you can unlock your true potential and achieve the success you deserve. Ready to make that leap? Share this episode with a friend who might need a little spark of motivation today. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Tag us using #MotivationSpark, and remember, every day is a chance to rewrite your story. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.